I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. An American historian living in London is stoking a long-dormant controversy. Tom Sebrell is leading walking tours of London that highlight Britain's strong support for the American South during the U.S. Civil War. It's controversial because Britain was officially neutral during the war. The World's Laura Lynch took the tour herself.
We got everybody?
Yeah, all right.
Right outside the Marble Arch underground station on busy Oxford Street, Tom Sebrell is marshalling the troops, a group of people interested in taking a walk through Britain's past.
We're going to walk from here to the Edgware Road, and when we get to the corner of Edgware Road and Oxford Street, that's where the tour starts. All right, so follow me.
Sebrell stops outside a stately home across the street from Hyde Park.
This building right here is the first site on the tour. Before we go into discussion about it, I want to talk a little bit about why there are American Civil War sites in London, some of you are probably a bit miffed about. When the war broke out, the Confederacy, being a brand new nation, realized they had to get foreign recognition in order to win. And that makes sense when you think back towards the War of Independence.
11 Southern slave-owning states seceded from the United States, the Union, in 1861, and formed the Confederate States of America, the Confederacy. The Confederacy came to London looking for support, and it wasn't hard to find. The British base of operations was here at the home of Sir Alex Beresford Howe, an author and conservative politician.
During the war, Beresford Hope is going to serve as the chairman of the London branch of the Southern Independence Association, and this is their London headquarters.
The Southern Independence Association had branches across Britain, all dedicated to the cause of the Confederacy and the breakup of the United States. Their members included much of the aristocracy, driven partly by a desire to secure a steady supply of cotton and partly by a fear that the U.S. was becoming too big, too strong, too fast. Second stop, the home of the Confederacy's embassy in London. Southern diplomats were very popular here. Sebrell recalls the rock star treatment granted to two of them.
Now, James Murray Mason and John Slidell then arrive at Southampton, and they're put on the train and come up to London. Immediately upon arriving here, they're treated as celebrities, and they are taken to Madame Tussauds, where wax busts are made for them. God knows where they are now.
Britain was officially neutral. Efforts to push a bill through Parliament forcing the country to officially intervene on the side of the Confederates stalled over the question of slavery. The British had abolished the practice decades before. But Sebrell says that didn't stop supporters from raising vast amounts of cash through the sale of what was called the Confederate Cotton Bond.
So the Confederates released the bond in London, Liverpool, Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt, all those markets. In London and Liverpool, it is a huge success from the very beginning. And the list of people who subscribe to it is absolutely astonishing. We know for a fact that in the first year of the cotton bond being on the London market, it raised over £3 million. Today, that is the equivalent of £135 million. It's a lot of money.
The equivalent of $215 million from, among others, two future prime ministers. The money was used to buy weapons, uniforms, even ships. Throughout the war, Abraham Lincoln made use of his own diplomats in London to successfully keep Britain at bay. Today, there's little recognition of the Southern support that swelled here during the war. No plaques or statues of Confederate heroes. Sebrell says Britain simply eradicated that history. For the young Britons on today's tour, it's a revelation.
Do you think British people know much about what happened here during the Civil War? Did you know?
I didn't know. No, that's partly what made me come here. I don't know many people who know much about the American Civil War, but no, I just tend to think of it as America's own business.
I found particularly interesting the Anglo-American dynamics, the relationship between them within the Civil War. Again, I was quite surprised of the British alliance of the aristocracy with the Americans. I didn't realise that there was this much British involvement in the American Civil War.
Tom Sebrell's tours may not sit well with everyone, especially those who deny there were ever strong pro-South sympathies. But he hopes people will take another look and see that the tension created during the Civil War years suggests the much-storied special relationship between Britain and the United States of America wasn't always so close. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.
Tom Siebrel discusses the big money Britain raised for the Confederacy in the U.S. Watch the video at theworld.org.